And then there is the idea of annuality, that you can only serve for 1 year and then you lay down office and someone else holds office. Fairly clearly, I think we can say that there is a profound democratic principle ensconced in this system, with power spread as widely as possible throughout the sectors of Athenian society, incorporating as many people as possible, as many Athenian male citizens. The chances are that any given male citizen will serve at some time in his life on the boule, on the council. Now, in addition to the large assembly and then the council that runs the affairs of the assembly, there are, of course, certain other official positions that are important in the running of the affairs of state. The first of these is the magistrate known as the archon. Archon is simply the Greek word that means ruler. And the archon is important in Athens. One principal reason he's important is that we name the years of the Athenian calendar after the archon. He's called the archon eponymous. He gives his name to that particular year. He has various duties that are important in the democracy. For example, he's responsible for the organising of the major dramatic festivals. Now, these festivals are not put on by the Athenian state, technically, even though they're done on behalf of Athens, but instead individual Athenians actually contract to put on and to pay for the performances that are produced in honour of the god or goddess and witnessed by all of the Athenian citizen population. The men who do this, the producers, if you like, are called the choregoi, and it is the archon who appoints them. So he is the city official really in charge of this. He conducts a great many legal investigations, although usually gives no final decision. He's not a judge in that respect. We're going to talk about the courts in a moment, and decisions are made by the juries of Athenian citizens, but the preliminary investigations will be conducted by the archon, particularly, of course, any matters that are going to go to trial that involve the state. He is the representative, if you will, of the Athenian state. And, as such, because he stands for all of Athens, orphans who have no father any longer but who must be protected by the state as the sort of large family of Athenians come under the protection of the archon. And this is particularly important in a society where land may be inherited by a young woman if there are no other male heirs or representatives of the family, and she is not supposed to have control of property and therefore must be quickly married to someone else so that the property will stay in the family. Now, these legal disputes crop up time and again in Athenian law, and it is the archon who represents the orphan and tries to adjudicate these matters so that the family interests and the orphan's interests are protected. The second major official is also known as an archon, but he is usually referred to as the archon basileus, which means, technically, the king archon. And his power, interestingly, is primarily in the sphere of religious affairs. So it is he who, for example, is in charge of the Eleusinian mysteries, the very important mysteries which are situated at Eleusis, a cult in honour of Demeter and her daughter Kore. And because he is in charge of religious matters, all matters to do with homicide are also under his control, because homicide is a religious crime. It involves pollution, the shedding of human blood, which not only pollutes the individual, but may pollute the household, the family, and even the entire state. So sacrifices, trials for homicide, these come under the control of the archon basileus. And then, aside from civil administration and religious affairs, we then turn to war, and here we have a third archon who is known simply as the war archon, or in Greek, the polemarch. The polemarch. Technically, he is the commander-in-chief of the Athenian armed forces, an army which is raised by tribal contingents, all under the authority of the polemarch, although in practice, in the 5th century and later as well, the generals who were elected remained, in fact, the most powerful military officials in the Athenian state. What he was important for was the border patrols that took care of the edges of Attic territory, and these border patrols were normally made up of young men who were undergoing their military training, their ROTC, if you want to use an analogy. And so this important military education of young men was under the control of the polemarch.